Everywhere in the world, we can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths, and cultures extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, Shining World Honesty Award, Shining World Protection Award, Shining World Intelligence Award, and Shining World Inventor Award, to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring, and courageous people who walk amongst us.
Welcome, joyful viewers, to today's edition of the Shining World Compassion Award series, celebrating the remarkable work of the Animal Welfare League of Queensland, located in sunny Gold Coast, Queensland, Australia. Since 1959, the League has been rescuing abandoned and stray cats and dogs and providing them with shelter and care until they find suitable homes. Another reason the League is a tremendous asset to the community is that it offers spaying and neutering services that help to prevent the birth of kittens and puppies who would end up homeless. The organisation has many dedicated staff members, volunteers and community supporters.
One of the founders of the organisation back in 1959, Neil Anderson, is actually still on the committee, still coming to board meetings, shows an absolute commitment to the progress of the organisation. And in addition to that, his daughter is the president now and has been giving her time 7 days a week to the organisation full time, does not take a salary, just is totally committed to making this work. And that's how you end up with an organisation, you know, that gradually pulls in people that all love animals and believe in the fact that they deserve a life and they deserve to be cared for. So we end up with lots of volunteers and lots of staff. We have lots of volunteers who have done amazing things. For example, a few years ago, Judy Clark, one of our volunteers, decided that the long-term animals, that means the dogs that may be awaiting longer than 2 months for a home, sometimes it takes a while till they find their perfect match, she decided that they should get to go out of the shelter environment and have some fun, and so she initiated a beach walking program. And that has continued for the last 7 or so years, where a group of volunteers come 3 days a week. They put the animals in a van and a trailer. They take them down to the beach. They meet a group of volunteers. They all walk on the beach. They play in the water. They have fun. Then they bring them back and they do a second trip and a third trip. And they repeat that every week for 3 days a week. And the dogs get used to it. They get to know that they're going to get a beach trip, to the extent that on a normal day when it's not a beach walking day, the dogs tend to run past the trailer and jump in because they think it's time to go to the beach. And Sue is one of the people who takes animals to the beach on a Monday, Wednesday and Friday.
Oh, great. I can imagine they'd love it.
They love it. They go swimming, they go running and playing with each other.
That's wonderful. Yes. And do you notice a distinct lift in their spirits?
Yes, they're very, very happy to be down there.
As they wait to be adopted by loving caregivers, the Animal Welfare League of Queensland tries its best to prepare each of the lovely, sweet-natured animals for life in their future forever home.
That's the whole point. So that they are then ready when they go into a home. They're used to the outside world. They're not getting timid and scared. They're meeting lots of people, which is so important for all animals. Mm. And the same with the cats. We're introducing programs constantly, not only just for padding cats when they're waiting for their new homes, but also some enrichment and rehabilitation programs so that cats are not left feeling bored and isolated in their cages. We have a large rehoming area where animals get to walk around. We put about 15 cats in the one area or 30 kittens at a time. So they can jump up on high perches on the walls, or they can climb along surfaces up high. They can go into an outdoor enclosure where they can get access to the sun in winter and get some fresh air and basically choose what they want to do in their own space. It might mean some of them want to hide for a while, for example. And then we need people to go in and help encourage them to come out and get used to people, because some cats are quite solitary creatures and quite nervous around people. So there's a lot of work to be done to encourage them to feel comfortable with people and enjoy their surroundings while they're waiting to get their perfect home as well.
When we come back, we'll learn about the adoption process at the Animal Welfare League of Queensland. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to the Shining World Compassion Award Series on Supreme Master Television. Since 1959, the Animal Welfare League of Queensland has been rescuing stray and abandoned cats and dogs and helping to prevent the birth of kittens and puppies that would become homeless through a spaying and neutering program. For those members of the community needing financial assistance to provide medical care to their animal companions, the League runs a community veterinary clinic where services are available at reduced rates. For stray animals needing medical attention, the League operates a shelter veterinary clinic. Now, let's visit the rehoming pens and learn about the organisation's adoption process.
One of the kitten rehoming pens, and as you can see, they settle in pretty fast and they have lots of fun, mm-hmm. and they have lots of toys and different things to play with. And when people come to adopt a kitten, they do an interview and then they come down here and they can come into the pens and sit down on the floor with the kittens and play with them and work out which little kitten they want to fall in love with. And that means people get a good opportunity to sort of get to know their the animal before they adopt, and they enjoy coming here.
And we also have some people here having a look at the dogs. This is where they come to sort of assess whether they would like to adopt one of them. If they have a dog of their own, they're required to do a meet and greet, which means they have to bring their own animal in so that they can meet to see if they're going to be happy together.
For its many years of compassionate commitment to animals, Supreme Master Ching Hai recently honoured the Animal Welfare League of Queensland with the Shining World Compassion Award. The following is an excerpt from a warm letter the organisation received from Supreme Master Ching Hai.
It is with great pleasure and gratitude that we present to the Animal Welfare League of Queensland the Shining World Compassion Award. This award is presented in recognition of the League's outstanding efforts to extend warm-hearted care and concern towards our animal friends in need. Since 1959, your organisation has opened its hearts to countless helpless creatures dependent on us for their well-being, and currently cares for over 12,000 animals each year from the Gold Coast and surrounding areas. For decades of abundant love and heartfelt care and affection, for your empathetic and gracious commitment to the care of precious lives, and for endless, untiring devotion, we hereby applaud and celebrate the nurturing deeds of the Animal Welfare League of Queensland Incorporated, with grateful thanks to the dedicated staff, volunteers and supporters. With great honour, love and blessings, Supreme Master Xing Hai.
The League was presented with a selection of Supreme Master Xing Hai's books, CDs and DVDs, as well as a beautiful crystal award plaque, which reads as follows.
In recognition of decades of unconditional love and selfless service, nurturing and rehoming our canine and feline friends in need with kindness, dedication, and heavenly care and protection. With compliments and gratitude for your immense generosity of spirit and enlightened service to the community.
To support the Animal Welfare League of Queensland's noble mission, Supreme Master Xing Hai also made a contribution of $10,000.
Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. Ah, this just come at a good time. We had a huge fire. It's a couple of weeks ago, so we lost 4 animals, all the bedding and food and everything we had was stored down there. So this will be really help out a lot as well. We'll put this towards our foster program that we have at the moment.
Wonderful.
It's quite a large program with about just over 300 animals out on foster care at the moment. Mm-hmm. Little ones that are needing a home just until they get back on their feet and a little bit more TLC so they can go through and get their permanent home.
Cool.
So this will definitely be, put to good use. So it'll be saving a lot of lives, actually. So that's wonderful. And a heartfelt thanks to Supreme Master Xing Hai for her generosity and compassion to our work and helping us save all these wonderful lives. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Denise. Thank you.
Considering the League's amazing achievements over the past 50-plus years, we asked the organisation's co-founder, Mr. Neil Anderson, how he feels about its progress.
It's just wonderful. It's really wonderful. And as I say, my thanks goes out to all those people, staff, wonderful volunteers.
We congratulate the Animal Welfare League of Queensland for its well-deserved recognition. May the League's work continue to spread compassion for animals in the Gold Coast region and beyond. For more details on the Animal Welfare League of Queensland, please visit www.awlqld.com.au. Thank you for joining us on this edition of the Shining World Compassion Awards series. Up next is Enlightening Entertainment after Noteworthy News. May the light of heaven guide you to inner peace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.